Hello, everyone. I'm Denise Boggs, and I want to welcome you as we journey together through healing the heart. Okay, I'm trying to answer as many questions as I can on generational iniquity to help you understand it clearly, okay? Because we're not trying to say that all fathers are carrying iniquity. No. It can just be a behavior in an earthly father that you've patterned after, and it can be a mindset that's not of God that your father didn't even know, okay? But one of the mindsets that I've found so many times is, I'll show you. I'll show you. So if you grew up in a family and your father was trying to prove something to his father, he didn't get affirmed. He didn't feel accepted. And he took on the mindset and made the vow, I'll show you. Then maybe you grew up under your father working so hard to prove something to his father. And that vow he made, I'll show you, became sin in him because he's not honoring his father. No, he's going to prove to his father that he's going to show him and outdo him, okay? Outdo him. So that in itself, that mindset of I'll show you, is what so many people can identify with. It's like, wow, that's what, oh my goodness, that is the driving force behind, oh, my dad, because he never felt like he measured up to his dad. And oh, now I'm doing the same thing. So that's what we're talking about. Just identifying things that can be generational, and now you've embraced it and you're living it out, and it's become a sin in your life because of that drivenness to, I'll show you, overcome what your dad had because of his father that didn't affirm him. So I hope this is helping you see a little clearer. Let's look in scripture here of an I'll show you situation, possibly, okay? Let's look in it. This is in Acts 8. It says, now there was a man named Simeon who previously practiced magic in the city and amazed the people of Samaria, claiming to be someone great. I'll show you. He's claiming to be great. I'll show you, okay? They all paid a great deal of attention to him. This is in the Amplified. And from the least to the greatest, saying, wow, this man is what's called the great power of God. Okay, so he's getting a lot of attention. Okay? He's getting a lot of attention. And he's trying to show the people that he's got this great power. Okay? Now, it says they were paying attention to him because for a long time he had mystified and dazzled them with his magic. But when they believed Philip, as he preached the good news about the kingdom of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they were being baptized, both men and women. Okay. Even Simeon believed Philip's message of salvation. And after being baptized, he continued on with Philip as he watched the signs and the wonders. Okay. Now, I'm going to paraphrase it after that. It says, now when he saw that the Spirit of the Holy Ghost came on them through the laying of hands, he wanted that power. Okay? He wanted that power. He wanted to be able to lay hands. Okay? And this is what it says. Whew. He said in verse 19, give me this authority and power too, so that anyone on whom I lay my hands may receive the Holy Spirit. Okay? And it says that he offered them money for it. Peter got all upset and he said, look, your money will be destroyed along with you because you thought you could buy the free gift of God with money. And then it goes on to say, so repent of this wickedness of yours and pray that the Lord, if possible, this thought of your heart and this iniquity may be forgiven you. Okay, this was iniquity. Okay, because it says you have, for I see that you are provoked by bitterness and bound by iniquity. You're bound by it. Okay, so what would this be? He had believed. He had believed. And yet, he's still practicing iniquity. He's still practicing it. And that's what Peter was pointing to. So, he was pointing to the fact that even after his salvation, after he believed, because it was a habitual act that he, mindset, a behavior he had of practicing an iniquity, of wanting to be the center of attention, gain all the attention of the people. That's how his lifestyle was. And he wanted it to continue. So he's going to buy, he thinks, he's going to buy it, the power of God. No, the power of God cannot be bought. So he was practicing iniquity. I hope this helps you understand that even as a believer, we can still be practicing a generational habitual iniquity, a bend in the sin nature that we observed as we grew up. And it wasn't called sin, so we just adapted it and began to continue in it, until the Holy Spirit brings it to our attention that we're in sin. Well, John.
Thanks for having me back, Denise.
Yes. I'm excited because I love it when you explain it from your own life experiences. So,
yeah,
I want you to share.
Again, it's always a blessing to get to stand behind the camera and listen to you because I'm just learning new things all the time.
Yeah.
And so I was telling Denise off camera, that's why she brought me over here, is that, you know, I've just kind of recognized there's things that I saw my father do that I was like, I'm never going to do that. I'm not going to be like that. I'm not going to do those things. And it looked like I wasn't doing those things. It looked like, okay, good. He did this, so I'm heading in this direction. I'm doing that. But what I found in some of the main areas, you know, like financially in many areas, it was just the path kind of went like this.
Yes.
And then met back up right there. I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm doing the same
That's
thing
it.
That my father and I even condemned in my own, not to him personally, but in my mind and in my spirit that I would, you know, I couldn't believe that he would do that or that why would he do those things? And then found myself in the same situation.
Exactly.
And so it was really eye-opening, and it has been eye-opening to just to learn and hear the things you're saying and be able to recognize those things.
Yes. I'm so glad you brought up finances because I have been able to see over 25 years the way that you view or handle money, view it or handle it, can be rooted in an iniquity. Okay?
Right.
I mean, you can see it. You can see it so clearly. It can be a generational iniquity, and you're vowing, I'm never going to do what they did. And then you end up in the same place.
Absolutely.
But the beauty of it, it says in 1 John 1:9, but if we confess our sin, if we confess, it's like, okay, Lord, I see it. I confess it, Lord. Forgive me. I was carrying out an iniquity I didn't even know I was carrying out.
Absolutely. And I think, too, in that process, you know, I'm kind of glad, you know, to have gone through those things because it's allowed me to learn and to hopefully do better moving forward, but also to have grace for my own father and be like, oh, my goodness, you know, he's just kind of what you're saying. It's just like passed down and passed down. And so there's things that he maybe didn't learn from his father.
He did.
Things that his grandfather's father, you know, just passing it down and down and realizing that, okay, you know what, maybe I need to change my perspective on the way I view my father and have grace for him and understand, hey, you just did the best with what you knew and you didn't have someone. Like, we have access to so many teachings and the internet.
Yeah.
Our parents didn't have those things.
They didn't have it.
They most likely had a family that said, hey, just be quiet and go do your thing.
Exactly.
Don't tell me about your problems. And so
it's just
being able to, like, okay, you know what? Like, I love my dad and I want to actually, like, truly extend grace and, love to him and understand how hard it may have been for him.
You really bring up a lot, okay? Because what scriptures say, honor your father and mother and life will go well. Okay? By extending grace, forgiving him and extending grace, life's going to go well for you financially.
Yeah.
Because once you extend grace and forgive, you posture yourself in a posture of honor, because he didn't know.
Right.
What did Jesus say on the cross? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. That's the whole goal, y'all.
Yeah. I think a lot, too, even you saying that, it's we may honor our fathers with our lips and to them and our mothers. And you may be I honor my parents. I don't say mean things to them. I'm respectful to them. But then in quiet, in the secret, are we honoring them even amongst just our own selves?
Our own self.
Is our heart and posture of honoring them? And
postured.
So that's been a big thing kind of too.
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
And I saw it in my own life, John. I saw it when God showed me what honor really meant and how to really do it. And I did it, oh my stars. Mm. It broke the curse. Yeah.
Wow.
It did.
That's awesome.
Oh, this has been good. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you. You bring it to life and you make it clearer because it's your own life experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a little more relatable.
Okay. Thank you.
If Living Waters has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, you can give on our website, livingwatersministry.com/donate, or text any amount to 84321.
Thank you, Lord.
We have additional resources for you to continue on your journey to healing in our online bookstore. You can click the link in description.
That you sip the bullet points.